Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 40. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those who are listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you. But feel free to call in at 646-478-0944 area code. If you're sending in commercials or music, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. I want to let you know that you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM with that www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. You can Twitter Alfred Porter JR1. That's Alfred Porter Jr., numeral 1. And you can also Twitter Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley JR period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can also Facebook HH Workshop Records. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com is the official website for 3342 Music. Also, OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com before the Queens Court at 6 p.m. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. and YouTube Miss Commentary. Now, I want to also start off and thank Danielle Woods. Great, excellent time the past weekend. Exciting times. Appreciate it very much. I also need to at least take my time and go to some things. If I don't get to it now, I won't get to it later on. I just won't. So I am going to at least take the time and let people know what is on the agenda for a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting with number 10, debuting the Compadres. Urban Survival members such as Mr. Take a Flick, D187, the One Man Gang, A1, a.k.a. Skrill Gates. Number 9, debuting Nina Nicole Kapowski with Unicorn, Y-O-U-N-I-C-O-R-N on YouTube. That's Nina Nicole Kapowski. The Compadres are also on YouTube, but Nina Nicole, nice thing with a fist up in front of you. Salute, calling it Unicorn Slick. Number 8, moving up, is Lowdown the Barbarian. He came from back to Cleveland from Atlanta to do a Cleveland Blitz from voiceofradio.com all the way through. Number 7 debuting, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, this coming Wednesday, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. That's at 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Cleveland, Ohio, we debut with the boom in starting some of our meetings. This week will be Brick House Wellness, Sheriff Kilroy, Brother Ted's birthday. Number 6 debuting, HJS with No Time to Sleep on YouTube, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. Number 5, moving up, CUYAHDOG crew page, Kai Dog crew page, 6,900 plus views on the preview commercial for the new version of Kai Dog Nation. Number 4, moving up, Joseph P. Motley Jr., the YouTube for Nelson Mandela is the video by Black House Sounds. Number 3 debuting, BWE City of Hell the past Saturday. Talent was done virtually online and some in person. Number 2 moving up, Facebook Imperial Avenue Murders Anniversary Vigil in March against cuts to rape and domestic violence last Thursday in Pure Avenue. More on that in just a little while. Number 1 debuting, all events at the Board of Elections, Cuyahoga County Board of Elections site, including Souls to the Polls, Roll to the Polls, Vote in Memory of Tamir Rice. That was major things. I want to start off by saying this election is too much to play with. So if you're looking for write-in candidate, definitely for president, I'd have to recommend a person who's put in a lot of work, even going to the commemoration march that happened all the way down in Washington. Michael D. Landingham, Rover's Morning Glory, to many other programs. He really hustled. He by Pamela Pinckney and Butts on that for write-in candidacy. If you're voting for president, the man in the street definitely recommends that if you're voting regular and not a write-in, it's time for a change. Anytime the president proves that they lie consistently, that's not something we can back up. If it's a non-write-in candidate, you're voting for a person who's on the ballot, Biden, Harris, that's the way it is right now. Before I get to the couple of people on the phone line, I would like to start off with and say that, number one, we lost none other than Sir Thomas Sean Connery, August 25th, 1930 to October 31st, 2020, who was a Scottish actor. He gained recognition as the first actor to portray fictional British secret agent James Bond in film, starring in 7 Bond films between 1962 and 1983. Originating the role in Dr. No, Connery played Bond in 6 Eon production entries and made his final appearance in the Jack Schwartzman produced Never Say Never Again. He began acting in smaller theater and television productions until his breakout role as Bond. Some other films, and the film offers from famed directors such as dramatic roles such as Marnie, The Hill, Murder on the Orient Express, The Man Who Would Be King, A Bridge Too Far, Highlander, The Name of the Rose, The Untouchables, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, The Hunt for Red October, Dragonheart, The Rock, Finding Forrester. So those are some of the things that he at least managed to receive. Also, I should let people know that from the Rance Allen Group, was a gospel music group formed in Monroe, Michigan, and based in Toledo, Ohio, named after its lead vocalist, Bishop Rance Allen. Formed by vocalist, guitarist, pianist, and songwriter Rance Allen, with his brothers Tom on drums and Steve bass guitar. Another brother, Esau Percussions, joined the group in an intermittent basis. Rance Allen, November 20th, 1948 to October 31st, 2020, American bishop, minister, and gospel musician. He was the one who formed the Rance Allen Group, and known for his extremely wide vocal range and powerful singing voice. Because I have people on the phone lines, I will wait and put into play. I will definitely read a little bit after I deal with the first phone caller about the homegoing services for Carl G. Jacobs. I'm going to go to 216-804, 216-804. Might be watching Dancing with the Stars. Might be watching Monday Night Raw. Might be watching Monday Night Football. But anyway, 216-804, how are you doing? 216-804, going once?
Going twice?
So what's going on with you?
Listening and watching Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. Is that
but
a really entertaining...
It is entertaining.
Okay.
At least, if you're interested in dancing and whatever, like I used to do that years ago before I retired. But I just love it. And then I enjoyed listening to you all and whatever, and I am waiting now to hear the group.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Are they going to sing, or are you going to have them on?
Who's that? Black House Sound, Rance Allen, who lost their singer, or?
Yeah, the ones that you said. Is a new group?
Anyway,
all of the groups Rance, that you have, though, they're very, very good, very talented.
No problem. And I thank you for asking, and because you asked, I can tell you that the Rance Allen Group first started out from Detroit, Michigan. They were based in Toledo, Ohio, and they recorded from 1970s. And so Rance Allen was known as the bishop and minister and gospel musician. Probably heard him on a lot of gospel stations. Here in Cleveland would have probably been on a lot of the AM or WJMO stations as well. Very well known, the Rance Allen Group. Hey, I thank you for asking so that we can look him up. That lets you know that you and maybe some of your family members can look the group up, especially on YouTube, and see some of their works.
Okay.
So thank you for checking us out. We appreciate you.
Okay, well, good. I'll be listening.
And no problem. Thank you. And before I go to the 216-255 phone number, I thank everybody who has chose to tune in because you didn't have to. There's a lot of things going on out there. And so my thing is just to say I appreciate you very much. I do, because you didn't have to listen. As I look and see who's coming up next, I will be picking on the 216-255 phone number. And as I prepare to do that, I would like to say it was a very sobering moment on Imperial Avenue, but I want to thank a lot of the people who showed up. Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Greater Cleveland Peace Action, Don Bryant, Stop Mass Incarceration, Carol Steiner, the Brown Report newspaper, Brick House Wellness, Dolores Gray, Kathy Ray Coleman did an excellent job emceeing the event, Imperial Women's Coalition, Art McCoy, Stop the Pain Movement. If I'm not mistaken, I would like to say Brother Tonto, Bishop Torrance Gamble, Ernest L. Smith of East Cleveland City Council, Councilman Joe Jones of Ward 1, Councilman Kevin Conwell of Ward 9 in Cleveland, Joe Jones, Ward 1 in Cleveland, Ernest L. Smith, Ward 3 in East Cleveland. You might have recognized man in the street holding up the Imperial Avenue sign. Refuse Fascism, Dantes Taylor, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. News coverage, we were very blessed at 19 News with Harry Boomer. Joe Paganakis of Channel 5 did excellent coverage. So I'm just very thankful that we all came together like we were supposed to on that issue. I'm going to at least go to the 216-255 phone line. How are you doing out there?
Hello there, Al. Oh, man, that was a really tremendous program we had over on Imperial Avenue the other night.
Yes.
A lot of people came out. It was really heartwarming and just it was just great. I mean, we had a really good amount of people for a really chilly, wet night standing around in the rain. I'm surprised nobody got sick. I hope they didn't.
Oh, man.
You know, it's like, oh, I mean, it's been 11 years since those women have been killed, and we just need to keep coming together. It's just so sad, and let's hope that the city and the police force recognize that they need to pay attention to every woman, you know, who calls rape or, you know, makes a complaint of sexual assault. Because with those ignored, as we know, another five women were killed. If it wasn't six,
yeah,
it was five or six women that were killed because
right,
they didn't pay attention. So,
mm-hmm,
and that's just, you know, you just can't believe it. And the Violence Against Women Act must be funded. You know, money is even targeted to go into areas of low income. So there was no reason that law enforcement wasn't paying attention, because there was
right,
money there to pay attention. So, and now the Violence Against Women Act has been unfunded, I believe, is what Ms.
Yeah.
Coleman said, by the Trump administration. So we'll make sure when Biden gets in, if he does, feel like he will, but hey, we don't know. We might not know for a couple days. Hey,
that's true.
Okay. Al, I did take a nonviolence training tonight with Our Revolution, you know, the Bernie folks. They
yeah,
put on a tremendous training tonight at 7 o'clock, and I joined it online. And a couple things. If you're going to be a peacekeeper, I mean, we're expecting demonstrations if President Trump loses and doesn't concede. So, that, of course, that's why we're talking about this, because then resistance is going to be happening. There's going to be protests. There's going to be nonviolent resistance. There might be work stoppage. I mean, major unions are talking about doing a general strike. So, but in the street, if you're going to be a peacekeeper, you just like maybe three or four points that I wrote down that were important. So watch details about people that are a little bit odd in the gathering, you know. So pay attention. We got to pay attention to people that are there. And if you confront an open carry person, you know, somebody that's got a gun, now that's a whole other situation. And I would ask that people would watch the video of the training tonight, because I didn't take notes on everything. But one thing I did notice is, or details, make pay attention to details about people that are odd. There's de-escalation tactics that, you know, it's just immense. You really would have had to been there for the 2-hour training. De-escalation, even the Cleveland police don't know how to de-escalate, right? I mean, but I will try to put on your page what I have, if I can
please
get some of the notes from tonight. Other things I noticed, or that I wrote down, was when confronted by police, you know, if you're going to be a peacekeeper, they might come up and ask you what's going on. And you know what? You really don't have to talk to them, because sometimes as soon as we open our mouth, then we're implicated. So here's the two things you would say. I do not wish to speak to you. Am I free to go? So just remember that. You really don't have to talk to the police.
I appreciate you very much for telling us those things.
I do not wish to speak to you. Am I free to go? So, and then also, if people do get arrested, all they have to do is give their name and their date of birth, and don't say anything else. Name and date of birth is it. So, oh, and I forgot to mention this. If you say, I do not wish to speak to you, if you're like a peacekeeper and you say that, or whoever, if you say, you can be anybody and say that. If they start to engage in conversation with you and you do partake in conversation, you blew it. So you got to stick to it once you say it. Like if they say, whoa, you got a nice dog there, you know, or whatever, you know, you just like, you got to ignore that. You got to stick to it.
Thank you so much. You really let us know a few things, and I appreciate you. Thank you, Don.
I'm going to check on some more information. You're welcome. I mean, that's just a small part of it. Anyway, so we hope for the best. Governor DeWine should have got on and said, you know, state press conference, he should have got on and said that the results will not be announced until all the votes are counted. He should have got on and said that. I signed on with a couple of groups where we asked him to do that, and I haven't heard that he's done that yet. So he needs to make that announcement that the results – will not be announced in Ohio until all the votes are counted. So that's what we're asking. So keep our fingers crossed and, you know, stay aware. What can we say?
Stay vigilant. Thank you.
Stay vigilant.
Thank you so
appreciate
much. Hey,
absolutely.
No problem. Please hold the line.
Okay.
One thing I do, I appreciate it. Everybody definitely make sure we stick to our points. Before I go to the 601 area code with the 513, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. It was a homegoing services for Carl G. Jacobs. That's Carl with a K-A-R-L, G period Jacobs. Sunrise, December 16th, 1963. Sunset, October 22nd, 2020. If I could only read a little bit of this. Carl Gregory Jacobs was born on December 16th, 1963 in Boston to James William Jacobs and Leslie Robinson Barnett. Carl was the youngest out of 9 children. He graduated from Callaway High School in 1982 and continued DeHines Community College, where he would study business management. At a young age, Carl accepted Christ at Morning Star Baptist Church in Jackson. Once moving to Cleveland, Ohio, Carl continued his journey with Christ and was a proud and faithful member of Greater Mount Calvary, COGIC. Carl was one to never sit still and always on the go. Throughout the years, he was an over-the-road trucker. truck driver for Marine Transport USA Truck in Snyder, allowing him to see all parts of the country. Hard-working man who supported his family. If not working, you could find Carl volunteering throughout his community. In Mississippi, he was a member of the Freemasons. In Cleveland, he was an active member of Black on Black Crime Inc. and Mothers and Fathers of Unity. On December 24, 1994, Carl married Brenda, who was the love of his life. From this union came three sons, Kelvin, Pierre, Michael, and Wayne Bear. In his free time, he loved to go fishing with his sons and could sit out on the water all day, if you let him. If not fishing, he would enjoy watching and talking sports with his sons. Thing is that on October 22nd, 2020, Carl went home to be with the Lord. Carl G. Jacobs definitely was a valued member of the community. I have a lot of things to get into today, but before I get into those, I'm going to at least take this phone call from the 601-513 area code. They're probably calling to get on me because I did not endorse Donald Trump, but it's a free reign, so here we go. 601 area code with the 513. How you doing?
Well, you know that phone call was not about that.
Oh, okay.
That was not about Donald Trump. I'm glad you did not vote for Donald Trump. How's it going, Brother Al?
Oh, it's going well. What about you?
I'm doing all right. This is Michael D. Landenham, presidential candidate, independent, write-in candidate for president of these United States of America. So I'm still in it. It's the eve before. So the main thing I just care about is a lot of people need to vote. It's important to show what the American people have decided overall against what this president has been doing to this country. And I am running for president, but I wish, you know, overall you vote for me. But I know it seems like I'm coming into the game late, but overall I've been in this game for 2 years. And I am a write-in candidate, and I am asking for your support. If you want real change when it comes to real leadership to defeat this virus, I'm your man. When it comes to race relations across this country, I'm your man. When it comes to the police misusing their powers against minorities to instill fear, if you want change in that, immediate change, I'm your man. And all these other things, you need an outsider in order to understand the people's needs, and I am of the people, and so therefore I'm your best bet to make sure that America gets back on its best foot forward.
I appreciate that. Tell me, brother, as coming into this the way it is, how do you feel personally? Take a couple of minutes and let us know. How do you feel, Michael D. Landenham, presidential candidate, write-in candidate? We definitely had to pull for you as a write-in candidate because you've been the best one when it comes to the write-in candidacy. Talk to us about how you're feeling on this election eve.
Well, I mean, actually, we already see from what the Democrats did early on, from cheating out Bernie Sanders and placing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to say that the answer for undoing the mess of what Trump has done. But let's understand what Trump has done. He's done more damage when it comes to race relations in this country than any other president can ever do. And just to get rid of him is not good enough for us. African Americans have been praying and begging for 400 years for our politicians to open up and show us as equals. And I'm waking up seeing these so-called leaders who are rappers. I mean, there are good ones like Snoop. There's Snoop and others, but they didn't sell out and go to Trump just because you saw Joe Biden's tax plan. How come you didn't go to Joe and say, can we work out this tax plan together, Joe? I mean, this is way better than going for Trump, but you immediately go for Trump. And what 50 Cent said, he doesn't give a damn if Trump doesn't like black people. I want my money. He texted that on Twitter. So us as black people need to wake up, just like Malcolm X said. back in the day when those same white people, just like Trump, not all white people are bad. Some of them. Let me just clarify. Some of them. Back in the day, that Malcolm X said that they used to use Lena Horne and all the people to stand up for what they want, and they're puppets, they're fools into the black community, thinking that black folks pay attention to them as leaders. Let me ask you, and then Malcolm X asked this question. He said, "How come you don't see white people going to singers and musicians as their leaders and civil rights and all that? How come you don't see that? But in the black community, you see it that we got to go to rappers and Kanye West." And no, they've been, when you see Kanye and the Ice Cube and all of them go to towards Trump, knowing he's not for your people, I mean, he comes to you with it. It only shows that he doesn't care. He's just trying to display that all black people are the same and there's only one way. They're useless without the white man leading them, controlling them. They need pampering. They need to be fed. The same way of old thinking back in the before after slavery. There's some of them been taught that all the way leading up to now if you don't believe it. Donald Trump is one of them. And I'm not, you know, here's the thing. The followers that follow Donald Trump, you got to understand both parties that fill the American people. On the outside of that is mostly, you know, have the bloodline between George Washington and Robert E. Lee. And I have some Republican views and some Democratic views. And I build a bridge on knowing how to quell the differences between both parties and what they believe in. Mostly, both parties forgot God. That's just honestly the God trick. Leaders have forgot God. You put God back in, and I promise you, he will make things right. Now, let me leave you with this. Tomorrow is going to be the most historic days in all of American history. Nothing will come close to this. And we have two people that the news will allow you to see, and the parties will allow to show to the people. And it's Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Now, as Americans, we do have independent parties. And those are being cut off, especially Joe Jorgensen, because she's a woman, yada, yada, yada. And other candidates, they cut them from the news getting hold of their story. And somehow, in some instances with me, I'm being threatened by the president, and also I can't get no donations. People try to call. People try to email. I try to share the information on what happened to me to the news. I'm being blocked. So if that happens to me, can you just only imagine how set up this is? So at the end of the day, what's going to happen is Donald Trump is going to contest the results of his election because it's going to be a turnout vote against him. He's going to result that. He's going to have that result challenge. By the meanwhile, I've been very busy. And what happened today and tomorrow, will, especially tomorrow, so y'all on TV, y'all watch me on TV tomorrow. Uh-oh. I ain't tell you what happened earlier, Al. You're going to be shocked. I can't say anything because I don't want people to know. You know, the people who are happening. But overall, just watch me on TV around about after 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
You're going to see me, and you're going to see me tell my story. I was on Rover. Was it Rover Morning Glory this morning?
Yes.
And I told my story to them, and they were shut. They brought up, Michael, Donald Trump came after you, and he's blocking your campaign and sabotage. He threatened you? I'm like, yeah. Wow. And he, this is what Glover said. He's like, he said, any other time, if you tell that story, you look like you're crazy. But we're talking about Donald J. Trump here. Dude, your story might have some merit. Exactly his exact words. And I already had somebody in the background say, we're gonna vote for him. I'm going to write you in. 2.5, almost 2 million people listen to them daily. Anyway, I'm telling you, America, I'm your best bet. If you want a real American revolution, follow me. I'm asking for your support. You don't have to spend no money with me. All you got to have is the knowledge and your vote to share your knowledge about me and to vote. Write me in, Michael D. Landingham. It's like landing the plane and going ham. You got to spell it correctly. If you don't, they won't take it. I'll check it out.
Thank you so much, and may you have blessed, continued success. I'll be hey, looking at all social media tomorrow at 1:55 p.m. And thank you for calling in once
Al, brother Al. It's not going to be on social media. It's going to be on television, live.
Hey, I'm
me. I've done enough social media. It's time for the Barrick people to see me live, finally.
Hey, mine is tuned in to live TV, so I will be able to get the fast-breaking alerts and share it out. So thank you so much.
All right, y'all take care. Stay blessed. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Stay blessed.
All right. No problem. I can appreciate that. Before I go to the 440 with the 830, the 440 with the 830, because this happened, I probably wouldn't have touched this one, but this happened. And it was very interesting because it happened around 11:58 this morning. As deputies, the man was arrested at the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections Monday, connected to Rick Bell's campaign. Now, what had happened was, I hate saying it, but hey, this is it. Deputies with the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Department arrested a 48-year-old man outside the Board of Elections late Monday morning after an altercation among competing campaign workers. The county confirmed. Just before noon, a deputy approached the man who had been fingered by another member of the public and engaged in a consensual encounter. When the man's information was plugged into the state's law enforcement data system, it was revealed he had had an outstanding warrant due to a prior theft charge. A county spokesman said the man was put in handcuffs, placed under arrest, and transported to the Cuyahoga County Jail. The man was later identified as Highland Hills resident LaShawn Terry. He had been carrying a blue Richard Bell sign at the Board of Elections Monday. In a cell phone video, it captured a portion of the altercation. Terry was accused of having a gun. He could be seen in the video telling candidate Rick Bell that he was there to protect former prosecutor and current pastor Aaron Phillips. Terry tells Bell that Phillips had hired him on that basis. Phillips appears in the video as well. He has spearheaded a number of oppositional tactics against Bell's opponent, the incumbent Wanda Jones, and can be seen yelling at Jones supporter Colin Jackson. This was the altercation which preceded Terry's arrest. Rick Bell had not yet responded to too much, but Wanda Jones, who's the current judge, African-American, black, however you want to say it, she said that the incident is not an aberration from, but an escalation of tactics that she's experienced from Bell and his campaign team. She took exception recently and said that Aaron Phillips circulating an image of her 5-year-old daughter alongside Cuyahoga County GOP chairwoman Lisa Stickett, who was wearing Donald Trump paraphernalia at the time. Jones said the image is being used to paint Jones as a Trump supporter. And Jones didn't endorse Trump. She never endorsed Biden. It's a countywide judicial candidate, but said that regardless, candidates' children should be off limits as material for negative campaign literature. Jones was a former Democrat, and she switched parties not for ideological reasons, but in order to challenge Daniel Gall for a judicial seat in 2018. She lost the race, but was appointed to a vacancy on the County Common Pleas Court by former Governor John Kasich in December 2018 and is campaigning to keep the seat. She is currently one of only 4 black judges out of 34 total in the court's general division, even being endorsed by the plain dealer. So the reason that I wanted to throw that out there is because Rick Bell, you know, shame on you to ally yourself with somebody who, let's just put it out there, Pastor Aaron Phillips has to go and get people with guns, for real. And the Rick Bell that I know did a piss-poor job as a prosecutor in presenting a case. He could have charged all the police officers one after one and had such a tepid, I will say, case against Michael Brillo, who stood on the hood and shot down 49 times and then current judge, John P. O'Donnell, basically said in court, well, he did act as a hero and found him not guilty. And again, no, Rick Bell, this is just too much. Keep Judge Wanda C. Jones, Common Pleas Court. She's the only candidate in a race with judicial experience, the only candidate in a race with both civil and criminal law experience, endorsed by Reentry Alumni Association, rated excellent by Cuyahoga Criminal Defense Lawyers Association, excellent by Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association, highly rated by the NAACP, and rated as the preferred candidate by the Norman S. Minor Bar Association. Educated in Cuyahoga County, graduate of Glenville High School, received a bachelor's degree from Ursuline College, received a law degree from Cleveland Marshall College of Law, has done mentorship programs, even worked alongside, quite recently, Black Man's Army program as far as mentorship. Rick Bell, sorry, these shenanigans is just pitiful. And as for Judge John P. O'Donnell, he does not deserve to at least be on the Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court. Sharon L. Kennedy, Ohio Supreme Court Justice from 2012 to present, Court of Common Pleas, Domestic Relations Division, Judge 1999 to 2012, Attorney at Law, General Practice, Special Counsel for Attorney General Betty D. Montgomery from 1995 to 1998, Court of Common Pleas, General Division, Director of Victim and Witness Division, Law Clerk, ratings NAACP, Cleveland Branch, highest rated candidate in the Ohio Supreme Court race, FINPAC, GPAC. Some of these clowns who messed up the name of Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, Rick Bell, Judge John P. O'Donnell. Sorry, it's just no. I'm going to go to the 440-830 phone number. Thank you for calling on Election Eve. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Mr. Sheriff.
Man, talk to me.
I heard you supposed to be our future mayor. I don't know. I think I heard from somebody. I heard you planning on being our future mayor. What's going on, Mr. Porter?
Hey, I'm weighing all my options, and that's the truth. That's the truth, brother. Talk.
Well, yes, it's election day tomorrow. I ain't tell anybody. I'm putting it like this. Do what you got to do, you know what I mean, to get whoever you feel that should be in office. Just be leery about who you get
right
up in there. You got to press them. Whoever say, which one of these presidents say what they're going to do, make sure we got to press them. We got to keep pressing them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got to form letters, all type of stuff. We got to get their attention and stuff like that, you know? So, whatever y'all do on November 3rd, you know, make sure y'all make the right, proper decision on who we get in this office and stuff. Besides that, I'm basically going to just address, like, you know, with the whole COVID-19 situation and stuff like that. Basically,
okay.
I think y'all said this a couple weeks ago about the flu shot. Yeah, stay away from the flu shot. And, yeah, a few of my brothers and really got me educated on the whole 5G thing, you know. Yeah, stay away from them 5G phones. This technology, what science and man is doing with this technology, they're getting out of control with it, you know. That's another. It's the flu virus, the 5G. It's the radiation. It's just like I know my grandmother used to always say, boy, don't you stand in front of that microwave, like get in front of that microwave because of the radiation. That radiation, you know what I'm saying, causes, like, certain problems to happen to you if you're around a bunch of radiation, such as, like, cancer, things of that nature and stuff like that. Yeah, that the 5G is, like, you putting the 5G phone up to your ear, it's like it's doing something to your mind, like your, you know what I'm saying, the frequencies and the radiation, you know what I'm saying, is doing something to your mind, you know what I'm saying. And also the COVID-19, it's a brainwashed formula where you know, it's basically with that radiation, the way the system been putting like fear out, they put the fear, they keep talking about the COVID-19, they putting that fear inside your mind and everything, and with that radiation, it causes those type of problems to happen. So
okay.
My people out there, just, you know what I'm saying, like I said, you know what I'm saying, just get, you know what I'm saying, get woke and just stay safe out there and stuff like that. And of course, yeah, wash your hands to stay clean and everything, you know. Yeah, it's messed up. So yeah, those are some of the, you know what I'm saying, things I know that help you avoid, you know what I'm saying, those issues and stuff like that. They cut Dr. Oz off. Shout out to Dr. Oz, you know.
Right.
They cut Dr. Oz off on a news channel one time, because he was basically exposed him, and as soon as he exposed him, they cut him right off and everything. He was the one talking about you have more chance of catching COVID-19 with taking that flu shot. And you notice, like I said, a couple years back when people were taking them flu shots, a lot of people that took those flu shots, they was getting sick and they was passing. So that was basically really your COVID-19 right there. They just had to came up with a name for it. That was your COVID-19 like 2 years ago, you know. Same thing with the whole Ebola situation. That was all that, you know what I mean? So just stay safe out there and everything. And besides that, look up for new music. Shout out to Proprietor ENT. Shout out to Unique Flawless Productions. Hit up, you know what I'm saying, you guys looking for any beats or anything like that. Hit up 288-89-95, you know what I'm saying? A nice track, you know. That's unique. That's the Unique Flawless Productions line, you know.
Nice.
And like I said, look out for a new Almighty FX mixtape. You know, he got a new one. He just dropped the compilation and everything. Major Tap, Rise of the Taps, should be out. You know, I had to push it back. It was supposed to drop in September. I had to push it back for a few things. Got to be right, you know. That'll be out very soon. I'm pushing before Thanksgiving, so everybody just be on the lookout. So and check me out on YouTube. Check the YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Show some love for your bro, Major Taps. All right.
Got you. Thank you so much. We will do that. We will have to show love. And you know something? Because it was said a couple of times, I promise you we will be right back. I like it when a plan comes together. And because it was mentioned, wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe.
scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it, sanitizer, and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting?
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting?
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out?
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax? NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player?
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3-3-4-2.
Yeah, from the Detox album, decided to play that. That was a theme tonight, is washing your hands. Speaking of washing your hands, I would say it's the 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because if you have a Justice Department, it is up under the current leadership that's in the White House. Nobody should be surprised that the Justice Department, underneath, as they would say, refuse fascism, the Trump-Pence regime, that the Justice Department lets the civil rights investigation into Tamir Rice's police shooting death languish. Nobody should be surprised at that, you know? No, anytime the president says it's all right to rough him up a little bit when you arrest him, as the Justice Department allowed a civil rights investigation into the police shooting death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice in 2014 to languish, likely preventing charges from ever being filed in the case. According to a news report, the past week, I think last Thursday, a whistleblower complaint filed earlier this year as the career federal prosecutors in Washington, D.C. asked higher-up officials in mid-2017 to allow them to convene a grand jury for an investigation into Tamir's death. But according to the whistleblower complaint filed in August with the Justice Department's Inspector General and obtained, I think Cleveland.com or the Plain Dealer picked it up, Officer Timothy Lohman, you know, who shot and killed Tamir at the Cadell Rec Center on November 21st, 2014, while the boy was playing with an airsoft pellet. And instead, supervisors didn't act on the request for 2 years. In July 2019, the prosecutors on the Tamir case were told it was over, according to the complaint. Even though the Justice Department never formally closed the case, the statutes of limitations have expired for many of the charges that prosecutors could have pursued. The complaint said the statutes of limitation on arrest will expire at the end of 2020. And you wonder why you need the Don Bryants and the Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County Black Lives Matter, Cleveland, the Father's Lives Matter. You wonder why it's needed. It is interesting. This one is a real easy fit that I'm about to get into because this is more or less just a probably one of the lowest ones. It's a 4-foot stepladder on this soapbox. A person that I respect a great deal, a former Cuyahoga County Republican Party activist who ran for Congress against Toledo Democratic Representative Marcy Kaptur in 2014 announced last, I believe, Thursday that he's changed his political party affiliation to Democrat and will vote for both Kaptur and former Vice President Joe Biden tomorrow. In a statement that he posted on Facebook, Richard May, a retired warehouse worker who lives in the West Park section of Cleveland, said he changed his party affiliation out of disgust with President Donald Trump. In addition to holding several posts in the Cuyahoga County Republican Party and running against Kaptur, May formerly headed a Tea Party group called the Cleveland Conservative Network. Trump's bigotry is now embedded into the Republican Party and will not be removed in our lifetimes, wrote May, who had at least received 32% of the vote against Kaptur in the 2014 general election. Worse, he will be honored by Republicans alongside Reagan and Goldwater, regardless of what is revealed of his presidency for generations to come, even if he loses horribly on election night. May said he was upset by Trump's portrayal of Mexicans as rapists and killers, his policies of separating immigrant families at the border, and his coziness with Russia. Because Trump has taken over the party, May feels he has to leave. May said he voted for Libertarian Gary Johnson in 2016, but registered as a Democrat at this time around and voted for Biden in Ohio's Democratic presidential primary. If I identify as a Republican, people look at me as a Trump supporter. They're synonymous. I have to say that for those who feel this way, I have nothing but respect. I do have to look at the fact that when it comes down to it, a person like Mitt Romney, Governor Kasich, still proud, Republicans, conservatives, and I'm very glad that they at least stood for their own principle and what they believed in. I'm going to go, because I have a couple of minutes, 216-804. Last phone caller, you can get it in, 216-804. How are you?
Hi, I hope you're doing all right this evening. This is Sister Smith, and I'm going to use these few minutes wisely, Brother Porter. Thank you for taking my call. Tonight's Bible reading briefly will be based on false promises. Today's Bible reading, Jeremiah 6, briefly, they offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wound. They give assurances of peace when there is no peace. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 14 in the NLT Bible. And I just want to say quickly that I want people of color to please be aware of some very, very poor care that is being received by people of color at Cleveland Clinic. Several people I have known of have run into some very bizarre, disrespectful, and discriminatory business practices and medical practices there. A friend of mine's mom was over-treated and was offered far too many surgeries on her head. It was deliberate, and I must tell the truth. I am so sorry to say that, yes, ABC management and those that I have spoken of in the past that have duplicitously come against myself and other family members in different genres and different ways are involved in this. So people of color, please be aware when a doctor wants to continue to do repetitive surgeries on you, get a 10th or a 30th opinion. And I'll just close with that right now. I would like to call back when I have more time. And again, thank you, Brother Porter, for providing the platform that I can speak on these things on.
Thank you, Sister Smith. And with that being said, may the Creator continue to bless you, all of the listeners, as you head out in life. And remember something, that no matter what happens election-wise, still be prayerful, be prayed up. You have to be. You have to be. And no matter who wins the presidency, even if Trump says, hey, the best president, the virus is no problem, things will probably still close up as governor's discretions. If Biden and Kamala win, things might end up becoming face mask and other things mandatory once they take office in January. So with that being said, don't get caught flat-footed so you have to stand in long lines at Walmart. Get your paper products, your disinfectant, everything you feel you need, and prepare to just stock up on it and then add on it a little at a time. Once you're fully stocked up, get that extra freezer, deep freezer, make sure everything's in there properly. And look out for each other. Creator bless you. Talk to you next week.